Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
So yesterday we went over a conversation between two employees, Robin and Dana, right?
Right.
Robin had a performance review with the managers, which is pretty much, what does that mean? Well, it means that his managers sat him down and told him about how well he was doing at his job.
Right, but I don't think he's too pleased with his results, right?
No, hey, that actually reminds me. Do you guys remember this picture?
Yeah.
You were supposed to give me a performance review to tell me how well I did.
How about this? Well, today we're learning something about a performance appraisal form.
Okay.
So,
are you going to give me
How about I'll actually make up a form. I'll let you know in what ways can you improve on that.
Isn't it perfect? Doesn't it look like a dog? Come on, guys.
Well, yeah, there are also categories I can take perfect or average or not so perfect. Well, how about this? Let's take a look at today's article and I'll come back to your drawing of, is that a cat?
A dog.
Oh, okay, let's take a look at our article.
Can you promise, right?
Yeah.
Reading. Employee Performance Appraisal Form. Name, Robin Chen. Employee ID Number, DC123456. Department, Marketing. Title, Marketing Assistant. Type of Appraisal, Annual. Appraisal Period, January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016. Job knowledge. Employee knows all the requirements for the job and is able to complete tasks. Achieves standards. Employee understands what steps must be taken to move up in the company. Achieves standards. Quality of work. Employee's work is accurate and provides sufficient information. Above standards. Employee's work is done neatly and workspace is tidy. Achieves standards. Employee consistently provides high quality work. Achieves standards. Productivity. Employee can prioritize tasks. Achieves standards. Employee is organized. Achieves standards. Employee meets all deadlines. Above standards. Attendance. Employee is on time for work. Below standards. Employee attends all meetings. Below standards. Overall appraisal. Achieves standards.
So today's article actually isn't really a reading article,
yeah.
It's just a form, which is kind of good because there's less words, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we see an employee performance appraisal form. That's a lot of words, okay. An appraisal is another word for a review. It's kind of like a fancy word for review.
Yeah.
It tells the performance of something, like how good an employee is performing or doing at the job.
That's right. Appraisal 其实跟我们昨天看到的 review 有类似的意思，就是评价。所以呢，今天我们要来看看这个员工的表现评价表哦 ，form 就是表格。
So now let's go over the form, okay? So it'll be helpful for you guys to have this form in front of you while we talk about it. It'll be easier. So first we see the employee's name, Robin Chen, okay? So what do we know? This appraisal is for Robin Chen, no one else.
没错，没错，请同学一边呢，可能要看着这个表格，一边来听我们讲解，才会更加帮助你了解。那这个员工的名字就是谁的呢？就是 Robin Chen. It's the Robin that we saw from yesterday,
the
right?
The one who wasn't satisfied, right? Okay. Then we see Robin's employee ID or identification number, okay? Sometimes companies might want to use numbers to identify employees instead of names. It might be easier to find an employee with using numbers because maybe a company might have more than one employee with the same name, right? So Robin's employee ID number is DC123456.
Wow, that's very easy to remember. How? Employee ID, 其中的 ID 其实就是 identification,、okay? 所以ID number 当然就是指这里呢是指员工的编号。那如果我们平常在说 ID card, 其实就是身份证。像是诶学生你们也会有学生证 student ID card。
Right, okay. Next we see the word department. We talked about this word yesterday, right? A company is usually separated by different departments or sections. For example,A company might have a sales department or an accounting department, which is the department in charge of the company's finances or money. Okay, so on this form, we learned that Robin is in the marketing department.
没错，其实一间公司当然就有很多的 department, 就是部门，像是 Angeline works in our A plus editing department, 就是编辑部。那我的比较复杂就是教学节目部，可是我还要负责很多其他的东西。So filming, teaching, 这些都是我要负责的 department.、
Next, we learn what Robin's title is, okay? So a job title tells us the name of a job.For example, I am an editor. Laura's job title is a bit more complicated, right?
对啊，我有好多耶。Okay, 职称呢就是 job title.、那 Robin 在这里我们看到他是一个 marketing assistant,、就是行销助理。
Okay, next we see the type of appraisal. And beside that is the word annual, okay? So we're learning what type of review this is.And beside it, it says annual. Annual is an adjective, and it means happening every year. For example, the company holds an annual dinner for its employees in December.
Annual 其实就是一个形容词，表示年度的、全年的。像是呢，诶，百货公司我都非常期待他们有 annual sale, 就是周年庆。或者有时候，其实在台湾我们也有类似像尾牙，或是员工的一些晚宴，年度的晚宴就是 annual dinner.
So since we know that this appraisal happens once a year, below it we learn the time period for this appraisal, okay? So under appraisal period, we see that it's from January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016. So exactly 1 year.
那我们知道这是个年度的考核，所以我们看到日期当然也是一年哦，就是2016年的1月1号年初到它的年底就是12月31。
Now let's take a look at these boxes below, okay? We see that there are three ratings, above standards, achieve standards, and below standards, okay? Let's take a look at each one. If you are performing above standards, that means you are doing extremely well. So the standard might be here, and you are above it. You're doing very, very well. If you're doing more than you're asked to do, usually you are performingAbove standards.
Great. Okay. 所以接着我们来看一下表格，有三个可以打勾的评分标准，像是刚刚提到的 above standard, 就是高于这个标准值，但就是诶超越标准，很棒啦。
The next rating is achieve standards. Okay. Let's take a look at the word achieve. To achieve something means to succeed in reaching the goal.It's the same as saying you are meeting the goal.
So achieve 这个动词就是达到或是实现的意思。那它的名词我们常常也看到就是 achievement. Okay, 就是成就啊成绩。所以第二个可以打勾地方就是诶有达到标准 achieve standards.
Let's use achieve in an example sentence. Caroline achieved her goal of becoming a doctor.
Wow, or we could also say he worked hard and achieved success. That means he became successful.
Right. Okay, so the next rating is below standards, something you don't really want to get into, okay? This means you are not doing well. What you are doing is not acceptable, not good enough, and it's lower than what is expected of you.
Below standards, 你应该不想拿到这个评分标准，就是低于标准，也是没有达到标准的意思哦。
Okay, so let's now go over the different categories that the managers use to review an employee's performance, okay? First, we see job knowledge. Then there are two descriptions under it.The first one says, employee knows all the requirements for the job and is able to complete tasks. Okay, so we see that the box under achieves standards is checked off. This means Robin knows what is required of him and he's able to complete all his tasks.
好，接着我们来看一下左边那一栏呢，哎，就是有不同的 categories 分类来评分 Robin 的表现。我们首先来看一下第一个项目，就是 job knowledge， 就是工作认知。OK， 那我们看到这样叙述文，哎，就是员工他明白工作的需求 requirements， 并且呢能够完成工作的任务 tasks。嗯，那这个部分 Robin 的哎评分结果是 achieve standards， 也就是说哎他有做到他的工作任务 ，OK， 很棒。
Okay, he won't get fired.
Okay.
Okay, the second description says employee understands what steps must be taken to move up in the company. Let's look at the phrase move up. To move up means to go up in a company to a higher position. For example, to go from being an assistant.To a manager.
Okay, 我们来看一下第二个叙述文是讲说，哎，这个员工了解呢，要在内公司，在公司里面呢升迁呢，必须要做到哪些事情？这里我们提到的 move up 有着这个提升或是升迁这样的意思哦。And what did he get?
And we see again that Robin achieves standards because that box is checked off.
那这部分他也 OK， 没有问题哦，因为他是有达到标准哦。
The next category is titled quality of work. So we're looking at the quality or how good the work is that Robin does. In the first description, it says employee's work is accurate and provides sufficient information. The word sufficient is our third vocabulary word for today. If something is sufficient, it is enough for what is needed. For example, the police have sufficient evidence to make an arrest.
好，我们再来看一下下一个分类，分类就是工作品质咯。那我们有看到这一项他有提到，就是员工工作成果正确，并且呢，哎，可以提供充足的资讯，其中的 sufficient 这个形容词就是像 enough 足够的、充足的意思。
Not only is Robin's work accurate, he provides sufficient information, the appraisal says that he does this above standard.
Wow.
So he is doing more than is asked of him.
Well done, Robin. Okay, 所以呢，其实呢，这个部分他得到的是 above standard, 也就是高于标准，是表现非常好的意思哦。
The next description says employee's work is done neatly and workspace is tidy.Okay, so Robin achieves standards for this description. This means that he is tidy, right? In our article, tidy is an adjective. It can also be a verb. Tidy means the same as neat and organized.
Okay, 接着我们来看到，哎，下一个是提到就是员工是不是能井然有序完成工作呢？而且工作的空间非常的Tidy. Okay, tidy 当然就是整洁的啦，整齐的意思。Or you could also use neat, 同样有这样的意思。
I would get it below standard.
You would get below.
Okay. Okay, for example, it's easier to find things on a tidy desk.
真的，Angeline 老师的桌子就是非常 tidy. That's why I can never find my things, because my desk is too messy. Messy 就是跟 tidy 或是 neat 的相反词，就是非常凌乱的意思啦。
The next description says employee consistently provides high quality work.Okay, so the word consistently is an adverb, and it means to be always the same. Okay, here's an example sentence. We can count on Mary to consistently have good ideas. What does that mean? She always has good ideas.
Wow, okay. 接下来我们看到是员工呢能够持续提供高品质工作成果。这里的持续一贯的我们用 consistently 来表示哦。 Okay, so yeah, he's doing well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also because the box is ticked off, it says achieve standards, so we know that his work is consistently of high quality. Okay, the next category is productivity, which means how efficient are you at your job? How mm-hmm. well or fast can you do your job? Under productivity, we see the description, employee can prioritize tasks. Let's look at the word prioritize. To prioritize something means to decide which things are more important than others. For example, you might have a list of things to do. Some of them might be due today, others might be due tomorrow. If you prioritize this list, you decide that the ones due today are important and you must complete them first.
嗯，接着我们当然要看到 Robin 的 productivity 就是效率，像是他没有办法 prioritize， 就是按优先顺序来处理工作。OK， 其实我们常看到的 priority 就是按照这个优先顺序的意思啦。
We also see that Robin achieved standards, so we know he prioritized his tasks. Okay, the next thing the managers reviewed was whether the employee is organized. Okay, so in order for you to be productive, you also need to be organized. And again, he achieves, what does he achieve?
Standards.
Yes, okay. He does.
所以他做事是蛮 organized, 就是很有组织哦，就是很有条理，有系统，这样意思就是 organized. 而且他拿到 achieve standards, 所以他有达到啦。
Mm-hmm. The next description says, employee meets all deadlines, okay? A deadline is something you are probably familiar with. It's the time when something is due or needs to be done. Mm. For example, the deadline for this essay is on December 30th, 2016.
Ooh, okay. 所以接着我们看到是员工是否可以在期限内完成工作。这个 deadline 呢，诶，跟死亡日期没关，它就是最后的期限，像 due date.
Ah, and we see that the box above standards is checked off.
Wow.
So Robin not only meets his due dates or deadlines, he mm-hmm. probably hands in his assignments really early.
Wow, well done, Robin. 他做得很好哦，所以他就是按时交他的工作。
So the final category for this appraisal form is attendance. Attendance refers to whether or not a person comes to work or school. Okay?
Okay, attendance 当然就是出席率，不论是在工作或是学校，很重要，都要出席哦。
The first description under attendance says, employee is on time for work. If you're on time, you're not late and you're not early.
没错 ,on time 当然就是准时，那如果相反就是 late, 就是迟到的意思哦。Okay, and we remember Robin was not on time for work, right?
Okay, so he gets the box below standards checked off.
其实昨天我们就知道诶他怎么样，他常迟到，所以当然他是拿到 below standards, 低于标准没有达到。
And also below that, he has another one that is below standards.The description says, employee attends all meetings.
所以表示呢，他并没有参加所有的会议。
Because he was late for work, I guess.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the form, we see the words overall appraisal. So overall means to consider or think about everything, pretty much. Okay, so this means the managers look at everything, and then they give the employee a rating.
所以他的整体评估就是 overall appraisal. And what did the manager give him?
Achieve standards.
Oh, so overall he did well. 大致上他都有达到标准了。Okay.
He's a good employee.
Well, that's it for today's appraisal form. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So, Angeline, mm-hmm. our For You Chat question says, what suggestions would you give to Robin to improve his performance review? Why?
Well, Robin, he did very well overall, right? Mm-hmm. He did most of the categories checked off was, you know, achieve standards or even above standards.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was that he was late for work.
Yeah.
So, if I were him, I'd probably talk to his manager, and I would get a medical certificate.
That's smart.
From a doctor, and I would tell the managers why it is that I need to go so often to the doctor.
I agree with you, but maybe he could also try to do a little bit better to get, you know, some of his other categories above standards.
Okay.
That way the manager might feel he's more irreplaceable. Like, he's really good, okay? I feel that if you really want to stand out more, you have to do better than, like, average people,
that's
I guess.
True.
Otherwise, he could be easily replaced by another employee who does better than him, or just as well as him, but is more punctual than him.
You're right, actually. Because even if he was on time for work, if he just did, okay, anybody could do his job, then I guess you're right.
Yeah, even if he showed his, like, doctor's certificate or something, or sick note. I think most supervisors are not happy when you don't show up for a lot of meetings.
That is true. Okay, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
But yeah,
well, what about you guys? You might have another take on this. So you guys have a chat about this question. But we're out of time, so we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Hey, what about my dog picture?
Wasn't it a cat?
It was a dog.
Employee Performance Appraisal Form. Name, Robin Chen. Employee ID Number, DC123456. Department, Marketing. Title, Marketing Assistant. Type of appraisal, annual. Appraisal period, January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016. Job knowledge. Employee knows all the requirements for the job and is able to complete tasks. Achieves standards. Employee understands what steps must be taken to move up in the company. Achieves standards. Quality of work. Employee's work is accurate and provides sufficient information. Above standards. Employee's work is done neatly and workspace is tidy. Achieves standards. Employee consistently provides high quality work. Achieves standards. Productivity. Employee can prioritize tasks. Achieves standards. Employee is organized. Achieves standards. Employee meets all deadlines. Above standards. Attendance. Employee is on time for work. Below standards. Employee attends all meetings. Below standards. Overall appraisal. Achieves standards.
Vocabulary review.
Annual. The NBA Finals is a big annual event for basketball fans all around the world. Achieve. Nancy achieved her goal of running 3 times a week for the entire year. Sufficient. We have sufficient supplies of water for the typhoon. Don't buy any more. Tidy. Greg keeps his house tidy. He cleans it every Monday night. Consistently. Susie consistently gets good grades in this class. She's always getting A's. Deadline. Vera was upset when 2 of her employees missed the deadlines for their reports.